I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, a very exciting time. You're listening to my podcast, and there's so much going on the plate. We just wrapped up with my spiritual brother, Raj Zepar, motherfucking D-Bazaar. What has stopped it all so far up to date, and it's barely the beginning because it's a new rendition on a daily basis, Raw Seduction. So I know some of our listeners were there at the event. We're going to elaborate on it. It's an absolute must. It's the new standard. It's very unique, very different. Also, we have received an award on Saturday for Best Sci-Fi Feature Film at HRIFF, Hollywood Real Independent Film Festival. It's a notorious film festival for connoisseur that celebrates independent cinema and have been doing so for the past 20 years. The premiere is Wednesday. You're probably going to hear this recording maybe afterwards, but be certain that if you're local, LA, or even there are people driving from San Diego and further, you do make it. We also had a spectacular event celebrating a recent success yesterday of buddies of mine, a band, Southern Rock, called Six Gun Sal, and they just got signed by Sony Music. They had a beautiful red carpet event, new video, absolute must-see, get their music. I really, really had a blast with all those events. So there's a lot coming up. Also, heads up, my birthday is coming up, and I asked myself, where do you want to be? What do you want to do? I want to be in Las Vegas, and I want to be teaching a boot camp. So it's about 3 weeks from now. If you want to come game with me in Las Vegas for my birthday, make it happen. Second weekend, I believe, of March. It'd be just after my actual birthday. Okay, so Raw Seduction, it's a whole new level. It starts really with your relationship with yourself. And I know this is not something that I state for the first time. And yet, our relations with others will be a direct reflection of our relation with ourselves. The problem with most guys' game out there, and I will, of course, also, to be fair, provide the solution, is that they buy into the woman's frame. It's reactive game. It's not proactive game. But that reactivity, which puts you in recovery, and here's the biggest problem with it. Okay? Know it from the get-go. Reactive is not attractive. It doesn't do it because it violates the natural chemistry between the feminine and the masculine. So a man that is not sure of himself, that doesn't feel truly capable regardless, and doesn't realize, here's the big part, because that foolish idea that if you have good game, you'll get every girl, sometimes, you know, they're not capable. It's not because you own a juice bar and you're a very crafted juice bartender or barterista, whatever it's called, that you can take a grapefruit and turn it into a apple juice. No, you can't. A grapefruit, you may be able to make a better grapefruit juice out of grapefruit than anybody else. You won't turn it into a different fruit. It's ridiculous. So we need to grow up from that. We need to know that it's a minority of women who are available, who have done their own work, who are capable to surrender to a beautiful experience and a moment. Most of the time, they're not sure what they want. Most of the time, they're preoccupied with other things, and also they have history. So it's still a split. Yesterday I met somebody who works for Disney Pixar, and, you know, it's kind of splitted because I was jokingly saying within every grown-up woman there is still a little Disney princess. And he said, yeah. I said, you guys fucking set the standard. You make history. But on the other hand, if you look at the more recent Disney creation and so on, where is the male hero in it? He's not there anymore. So women still fantasize about a hero, but most of them will treat a man like he's a zero because that's what they had before. To keep it simple, I'm going to mute one of the lines. Again, if you're a member of any of our groups, Shake the Guys, it's a world record after the holidays of like, oh, I'm not showing up anymore and so on. Did it all work itself out? You are fully pleased at a level? I don't think so. So call every Monday. In the meantime, so it's not aligned with the natural dynamic in which a man is not supposed to be reactive, because then you're a pleaser. Ask any women out there, no matter what their theory is. Do you want a pleaser? Yeah, maybe a gold digger is going to say, oh, yeah, you got a good one. How much does he make? What's his job? Where does he live? But no woman wants a pleaser. So women, we're working for you also by making sure that men don't come from a place that's off from the get-go. So you reset it within. See, what breeds the reactiveness into a guy's game is the lack of tapping into his own proactivity. For years, so many men tend to fantasize. That is one thing that you can do. That's always the question we get. Anyone who's new or kind of curious about what we do, the question is, hey, what's the one thing I can do? There's no such thing as the one thing. But if there is, because once you come full circle, you return to something, the one thing is this. Any level of frustration, any level of you bothered, you're angry, you unease, no matter what we could call it, label it, name it, is just one thing. You're not accessing your true potential and power. Now, that rest to be determined. It's not you 100% in one or 100% in the other one. But it tends to be too much into the reactiveness. And we think we are depressed, we are angry, we bothered. No, it's because there's a higher intelligence within that knows you deserve and can do much better because you're fucking awesome. See, if we could measure within a person's being, okay? If we could measure within a person's being, the true response they have to your fucking awesome. It sounds good. Everybody would want to hear that. But internally, they would not register it. Yes, 100% correct. It would start to be, yeah, but. Then we also need to dissect, okay? Because it's not one or the other thing. It's two things that complement each other. We are to constantly refine. If we just, you know, leave a garden unattended after a while, it's a mess. But at the same time, we have to know that we don't have to create the garden at the level of, well, let's create seeds, let's create dirt, let's create water. So you gotta blend it. Fully aware of just how awesome you are, pure potential. Don't ever buy into the lie that something is wrong with you. But know also that the protocols, the systems, the strategies, the mindset, and the skills that you have attempted to use or the way you've attempted to use them to really thrive in love, sex, romance, and all aspects of your life are probably not the most proficient one. All right, as you can tell, I'm excited, and it's barely the motherfucking beginning. Now, I want to know from you where you guys at, who will set the standard by remembering the simplest of all lessons. The one that I started with and the one that I come back to. See, at any given time, it's easy to find a reason not to voice ourselves. Well, I don't really have the time. I don't really have a question. Well, let somebody else do it and so on. And then we pass. And it becomes such a habit that eventually we almost identify with it. And now we want to be social and impact people and be a master communicator. It doesn't make sense. It's like the person who wants to open the door but locks it before they try to open it. So for me, I remind myself every day. See, this afternoon I had to pick up a couple of things. I was doing some errands, touching up my hair. I didn't really have the time to chill or hang out or do 2 hours of game. And the flow, you know, even in a crowded city, even in a place where normally there's a lot of beauties, you can't control that flow. And it could be, okay, she's half a block away, but you cannot transport yourself right there in 1 second. So most of the time, you got to know this, the majority, it's probably even more than 80% of the time, the odds are not really going to be in your favor, and it will be easy not to take a step. Well, there's not really any girls, there's not really any this and so on. But you got to defy the odds every single day. So for me, the first thing that's helped me, and I come back to it every day because it's not something that you have or you don't have, because it's not a thing. It's a practice. It's a way of processing things. It sees every opportunity to be a little bit more social, verbal. The first gentleman who's going to ask a question, in a way, is directing the call for everybody else and is amogging alpha male of the group. And you got to grant yourself to be that guy. Why would you be the guy that just stays quiet in the background? Because you haven't done much lately? But there again, another total contradiction, like I want to open the door and I lock it now. If you haven't done much, well, maybe start now. Starting now is a perfect point. This is not school. I hear so many guys go, oh, I don't really have any questions, but I'll think of a question for next week. Because you're dependent on the question and you don't have questions because you don't take enough action. So for me, any little opportunity to voice myself, and I see it's a big difference. Let's say suddenly I just walk, and rapidly, if I don't interact with the world, I'm no longer really connected with the world. Many men say, well, I'm in my head. It could be a wonderful thing. If in your head you imagine incredible success, you know, part of the mind doesn't make the difference between what's imagined and what's real. So that's not the issue. The issue is, of course, you're going to go inward if you are not going outward. Now, start at least to have a richer experience on the inside. You walk around, there's nothing around. Entertain yourself. Educate yourself in minimal ways. This is not, if you've been studying with me, the first time you hear this idea, this lesson. But the one thing that makes a whole difference is, when are you going to begin to grant yourself the gift of doing that right now? So on any given day, if I don't seize every little opportunity to interact with me, to interact with my environment, to go, wow, look at that, that's a brand new place. Was it like that already? I passed by 3 days ago, I didn't see that. I wonder if they just put it. Or anything, and make it natural, because there's plenty, you know. One thing that is foolish is to start to deviate and pretend for a moment that there's nothing going on with us, nothing around us, there's nothing we can see, we're having no experience inside. When people go like, well, what are you thinking? Nothing. Bullshit. Your eyes are registering things. Your ears are registering things. You're having an internal experience right now, and you're having multiple internal experiences. There's what you think you're thinking, and there's what's a little deeper than that, and there's what's more subconscious than that, and there's what you're totally unconscious of. So it's rich, so rich. And then seize that little opportunity, you know. I enter the store today, I got to know the guy's name. Chit chat. Never at the mercy of the task at hand, if the task is important to you, or the time. And then that's barely the starting point. From there, what you do, you win any environment. You win any environment. Could be as simple as you're somewhere, you want to use the bathroom, you don't really want to buy a beverage, you see a sign, restroom for customers only, I'm going to go around that. Well, if I really have to buy a drink because I have to pee so bad, and I saw the sign, so, I mean, if you really want me to, I don't really need a drink, that's going to make me want to pee even more, okay? That was my little spiel today. No, you're good, brother. You can use the bathroom, okay? You're in a setting where there's 2 people, 3 people, and it's going to fluctuate. Win that environment. Sometimes it's going to be, stay safe. I was walking this afternoon, and suddenly a crazy man on the street was emptying every trash can on the street. So right there, It was not about, like, control the environment, go tell him to stop. Well, somebody could do this. That was not my intention right there and then. So then it's like, stay safe in the environment. Did that happen? Yes, I stay safe. Awesome. You won that one. Next. A little bit better service. I don't have very much time. The line is long. I need to find a way. Those are the moments when you really are drilling. Those guys who wait until the girl is there, and once she's there, they do very little because they're not doing it often enough, and they're only doing it in that setting. It'd be like the athlete that's practicing on the day of the game, training on the day of the game. No, you had a whole fucking year to do it. Oh, but there were no opponent. There was no other team. No. But you could do some cardio. You could do some push-ups. You know, you can work on your diet, your nutrition, this and that. So that's how we do it. Now I pass it to you guys for questions.
Thanks, Mitch. The best first question for the day is following.
Out earlier today, and as
what about?
Okay, I got two guys speaking at the same time. You know what's going to happen?
Go ahead, Mitch.
You know what's going to happen? One will fade, and the other one will continue. That's going to be on your
it's
side.
It's going to be me that's
the other thing that's going to
so
happen is one will be a little less calibrated than the other one, and unless I'm obligated, I will probably incline towards the other one. So on your mark, ready, and I'm not setting any preferences from the get-go. I'm just going to let my heart and soul and guts lead me towards what, oh, yeah, I want to answer that. Yeah. And then on your side, we're going to see, like, what's going to happen. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, so much fun today.
Okay, the first
Mitch,
question of the day is this. What about listening to women? When do you listen to women and when do you not?
Irrelevant. Now, what I hear, since we're talking about listening, assessment of the tone of the voice. From other listeners, not to, here we're big boys. One thing, when you really want to master something as an adult, you go, I'm a big boy, okay? I want it straight up from the get-go. I didn't come here because I want people to go, hi, how are you? Oh, okay? Because at a social level, you know what's amazing is when we gather, we do events, I meditate a lot, I go in nature, I get excited with my life, then it's very easy to have a culture shock. Then you walk down the street and you realize, wow, if I had time to waste, I could identify lack of manner, unaware of other humans. It's a little bit of a disaster, okay? So if we trained everybody into, yes, welcome, everybody would freak out and run back in. So the first thing that I detect from Mitch is work with your tone. The tone is a reflection. So that tone, if I hear it, I don't hear inspiration in it. I don't hear like, yeah, strength. It's like, okay, well, it was my turn and so on. So just straight up. Now, when do you listen to women? When do you not? That is not the question. First, we rebuild at the core. You know, we got to put the pieces back together. Think of it this way. You guys ever been exposed to a map from, let's say, a couple centuries ago? Well, a lot of the names have changed. A lot of the locations were unknown, and then they probably were kind of vaguely assessed. So today, we send you somewhere. Imagine you get into a fucking Uber or a Lyft, and you give them the address, and the guy pulls up like this smelly, ancient, faded map. From even if it's a map like from a couple decades ago, you'd be like, what? But if it's a map, so no matter how well intended that would limit. So the first thing that we do is we go, okay, what is a little bit more optimal than this old map or this bad direction? So you got to do the same with your pickup. Because oftentimes the struggle is in a way very impartial of you, your confidence, and any of this. It's just the person who's capable and could do very well is operating from frames of mind, using language, using a structure that is extremely limiting. Extremely limiting. Okay? Imagine somebody brings you one of those little wooden case that kids put tires on to try to go downhill. Sure, they don't do that anymore, but you've seen that. And they go, okay, go to Las Vegas with that. All right. So it's not, when do you listen to women and not? That question, if you really think about it, put it in context, omits so many things. What kind of woman are we talking about? How? What kind of listening are we talking about? Even if we don't go to why or how or when, just with the what. Define listening. Well, I mean, so here's what you do, okay? It's attractive because we also must start with the key factors. What are we here to do? To succeed, to impact. To impact, to attract. And to qualify. Many of what you may hear, well, if you're listening to somebody, you need to be polite and let them finish their sentence. Maybe in certain contexts, with a half-assed drunk chick in a loud place, you nod your head like a puppy because you're trying to be polite, and she may not even finish her own sentence and turn around and talk to somebody else. You got to put it in context. Here's what's important, okay? You impact more, and it depends on the people, but let me keep this simple. When you're aware, so you're not listening because you have to listen. You are registering, and you're not registering because you have to register. It's a byproduct of you being present. What would rob you of your own awareness of, I didn't even hear the music? Because you were preoccupied on the inside. So the core correction point is less preoccupied by you. You're preoccupied because you want it, but you're not sure. You like you, but you don't like you. You trust you, but you don't trust you. What comes even before that? Self-relation. Answer given even before we begin with the questions. So you got to trust that you're receiving the answers. Otherwise, it's diluted, 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 diluted. This water was like from the purest source on the fucking planet. But then after that, it went inside a container that was a little dirty, and another one, you get it. Okay? So if you're with someone and you can tell they don't get it, you ever are with someone, but not that they don't get it. Comprehension is different. You can ask for clarification if you don't comprehend. But if you're with someone and, for example, you go like, okay, I'm going to have to go, and they don't get it that you have to go, that's fucking annoying. Now, some people are in that place already, okay, as they speak, but they won't be able to know why suddenly they get a little more irritated. It gets a little harder for them. It's because the other person is not there. What do you mean they're not there? They have to be somewhere. Where are they? They are preoccupied a little bit in their own mind. It's bizarre. So now we stabilize that. Now, everything is a scale. If you register a little bit more of what's really going on, from registering the basics, you know, this guy, you say, this girl. They start to talk to a girl, and they didn't even put the pieces together that, wow, she's got tiny, regular little earrings, and her sunglasses are cheap and not unique. But her sway when she walks is quite peculiar. So now the guy is not seeing the sway, and he's like, oh, wow, earrings. Looks at him like, what are you, like, retarded? Okay? So that's the basic. From there, it can elevate itself all the way to being really attuned. And attuned, you become intuitive. You receive messages from the inside that are more accurate. And you pay more attention and you put the pieces together. That's to really thrive at it. You know, everybody asks, well, how do you do that? How do you? The how always starts with how bad do you want it? If we tell you you're going to do the following exercise for the next 3 weeks for 1 hour each day, would you pussy out and chicken out and go like, oh, well, I was just asking? Or would you do it even longer than suggested? Or, and would you do it as directed? That's always the question, you know? Well, work hard. Well, okay. Oh, shit, I was hoping for like a quick fix. You don't have a pill that could take care of it. So on one hand, okay, an awareness, the ability to register. What's there? Okay? Girl is standing fairly close to the curb. She's looking left and right and looking at her phone. Moving towards one car, she's waiting for Uber. Basic. But there's still the guy that doesn't register that. Now, on the other hand, because they don't know seduction the way we do, they haven't researched it with the dedication that we have put in there. Now, if they really knew, they would have something phenomenal going on for themselves. Or they would give you a fucking phenomenal answer. They would make it impossible for you to talk to them. You would be right there about to talk, and she would just turn around at that very time, and you would have to relocate. And now or they would make themselves invisible, or they would be there in the presence of a phenomenal man or an entourage or so, or they would be very elegant, or they would be amused at it. They have all those other options. How do we know that they don't really know? It's when they go like, oh, well, we got to go. Can you imagine? You speak to a man on the street, and he goes, whoa, I got to go. I wouldn't conduct business. If the guy told me, I'm so sorry, I'm here for an appointment, I'm preparing, would you excuse me? I'd be like, ooh, okay, interesting. Now we got something. But we got to go. My friends are waiting. Start a conversation, ask a question, and then depart. Wow. You're going to go far in life, okay? So they don't know how to really do it. They don't understand the true dynamic. They're craving something that they're not getting. They're feeding something that is counterproductive, and so on. They also don't know what they want. Otherwise, they would already have it. So if they start to go like, oh, you know, I'm not really looking for a relationship, that you don't listen to it. You hear it, but you don't listen to it. Why don't you listen to it? Okay, let's conduct a survey backwards. Stop every single person that you see with a stroller. Don't do it, but that's metaphorically, okay? And then let's say we got a lie detector, and we go, was that a decision? Was it planned? Did it happen when you wanted it to happen? A year before that, you said, next year I'm having a kid at that time. 2 years before that, you were like, well, you know what? It's about 2 years from now, I got a child. I know that most people would say no. You see them in a relationship. Ask anybody. Hey, here's the biggest of all clues. Okay? How many people, on the day of their divorce, you go, the day you married her, did you know that there would be a divorce? No, I didn't. I would have married her if I knew. Every beginning of a relationship, it's like, oh, there's that guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, he's different. Oh, man, that girl, you should see her. Oh, mama. Every end of a relationship, it's the bitch and the dick or the asshole. Okay? So people don't know. People don't know also how to set the frame. There's a third point, and I finish with this. The third point is very, very simple. Okay? We call it social dynamic. It's got to be a dynamic. The other person needs to be challenged. The other person needs to be forced to kind of clarify, to discover, to grow. This is a spiritual aspect, okay? If you ever find a woman and she's like saying yes to everything you're saying and she's not giving anything in terms of input, you ask her, you just tell her an amazing fucking story and then you go, what about you? And she goes, I don't know. If she's very good looking and the sex is decent at least, you're going to think, oh, my God, but what was going to happen to you after that? Okay? So we got to render each other the challenge of challenging each other. Not in a way like, I don't believe you, but to make them grow. Okay? Those answers were really rich. Your mind is free to go look for elsewhere, but the first step is, when do you listen or when do you not? Those questions, when do you do this and when do you not, they make no sense because they omit the fact that every human, see, we got the human, the person, who they are with, how they're feeling at the time, what happened to them before, where they're going next, what is the setting, what's that day like overall for everybody, so many, 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 many things. Because also you got to know if you're with humans every day, you with you every day. Is your life, I'm going to get a relationship. I got my relationship. I am happy with it. I'm doing this next. No, it's like, I want this. I'm not sure. I thought I wanted this. I really want it. Oh, shit, it didn't work. Oh, I think I'm going to get it. Isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? All right? So it starts with an awakening also. Don't buy into the frame. And it's for everybody. Render the favor to every beautiful being and women or men out there to elevate the disaster that dating currently has been for people. People are lost because it's not addressed. If we're going to elevate something, we don't start with what was there before. We discard. So that's my answer. The other gentleman.
Hey, VK. This
or we can elaborate further.
I've got a question as well.
Akash.
And I spent some time in the fashion district today looking at a couple outfits and picking out some new things. And while I was there, I noticed within myself there would be times where I would be more open when I was walking around and more expressive with others. In other words, I would more easily feel compelled to speak to someone else. And then there would be other times where I would feel close, or I would simply be unaware of my environment. I would be more focused on whatever my task was at that specific time. Will you talk about the in the kind of the balance between these two and how it relates to pickup in the sense of making sure that we're purpose-oriented in what we're doing and focusing on what our task is, yet at the same time making sure to stay open to our environments as well and using that as a way to stay open in our environment?
Yeah, absolutely, Akash. We got to watch out. First thing, next time you go to the fashion district, you would have told me I'm going down there. I would have come with you. I love going down there. I probably would have gotten you better prices than the prices that you got. So reach out. Can be like visiting L.A. and not checking. The tricky thing with, can you talk about the balance? Well, let's talk about balance on a boat. Let's talk about balance on a car. Ever been in a car where the suspension is broken? It's off balance then, okay? So balance, it's almost like those buildings here in L.A. that are on rollers in case of an earthquake. See, the key to safety during an earthquake would it be like it's more steadily planted in the ground. It's able to roll a little bit, okay? So roll with it. I have not at any point in my pickup used personally for my own practice, for my own growth, the reference of balance. I combine. Here's the protocol that to me has been very helpful. The protocol starts with, it's absolutely normal. So what do you mean? What is absolutely normal? Anything you're going to undergo, any and everything you're going to undergo, anything. At no point it becomes abnormal that suddenly the guy feels a little less talkative and so on. What makes it weird is when we wrap around that, the idea that it's abnormal. Now, if something really is abnormal, this is weird. That person over there, that's really weird. Then bail. Then don't stay. Do something immediately to come out of the abnormality. So that's one option. Now, it's normal. So then play with it. The next thing that's helpful as a protocol is before you want to tweak it, to be aware of it is the blessing. So you're ahead of everybody, okay? Ahead, and to be aware, it's normal, I'm going to fluctuate. Me too. Well, around this afternoon, oh, at some point I was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I was talking to so many people, I interrupted a very important conversation between two people, and both of them were like fascinated by me, okay? And then at some point, initially when I looked for a bathroom, I was tiring a little bit, and I was like, oh, fuck, I want to be home right now, but I need to use the bathroom, I don't want to cross the street one more time. So then that whole process of relocating to find a bathroom, I was talking a lot less, I was not really paying attention. And suddenly I notice it, so I'm ahead of everybody. Is that abnormal? No, what would be abnormal is the person that keeps on talking, keep on doing one thing only. The moment you notice it, whatever is there, use that. There's value in everything, okay? Value in everything. So if you're more task-oriented for a moment, first check in, is that the smartest thing to do right now? If it seems all right, then, see, purpose also. Purpose. Person, we're chilling somewhere, and the person is like, hey, how soon are we going to go? Hey, you guys, let's make sure we have each other's number. He'd be like, relax, okay? But suddenly it's time to depart. The person goes, how soon are we going to go? And let's make sure we have each other's number. Ah, okay. So what's the purpose? Is it appropriate for you to be a task-oriented for a second? If it is, wonderful. It's not shifted. Once you are a little more task-oriented for a second, do that well, okay? See, you can go back to the abstract value. Excellent. I'm going to be tired. I'm really going to do that well. I'm a world record of being tired. I'm not talking to anybody tonight. Find riches. Milk it to the max. And then after that, maybe you can combine it. And it's, again, something I stated in the past, which is, if we identified one thing that would be very beneficial, and I think it's a collective effort, I don't claim that I will do this for the world, but a collective effort, is to kind of reevaluate our own evaluations and the evaluations of the world. Because for me, the all such evaluation of I'm in my head, I'm this, I'm that, bam, 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 the real challenge with this is unawareness of an infinite amount of options and access to those options, you as you are, in the now. We need to, I'm going to say it very simply right now, here's a wonderful thing. If you stick with one thing, remind yourself, any moment of distress, I should have and so on, all right, let's. And it's, if something comes up, yeah, but I wish, but you know, I've always done that my whole life. And when I was like, oh, that's the matter. You insert all of that, not knowing that you have instant access. The pathway was clear, if you heard what I said before, until that street person tossed the trash on the street. And I was obstructed. Now, you see somebody do that. Okay? In their own despair, because of their condition, their frustration, the best that they can do on a sunny day in Southern California is grab a trash, that's full, and toss it where hundreds, if not thousands of people are going to pass by. There's going to be children in strollers, there's going to be elders, there's going to be people with cans, there's probably going to be a couple people using transportation like a wheelchair or something like this. Okay? And you go, why would they do that? I think from the person who would be very judgmental to the person who would be most loving, we still would all, why? Okay? Now we see that on the outside. We don't see that is exactly what we do. Suddenly we're all too task-oriented. All right, let me be in the moment. But no. Instead, let me dump the trash right there so it's tough to pass through that. Let me first imagine that there's a big how. Again, unawareness that you have instant access. One thing that would be beautiful is all of us throughout the day, everywhere we are, no matter who we are, we constantly remind that to each other. Can you imagine? Next time you meet a person and go, oh, man, well, start to take steps towards it and make it better. Well, start to take steps towards it and make it better. That simple. What step? The first one. What first step? Well, I don't know. I feel stiff. Move a little bit. There's the way out. Okay? Same way you're in a building. You can look for the exit sign. You got to be aware. There's no human condition that you can at least to some degree, instantly improve. Person like, it's awful, you don't understand. Take a breath. I can't. No, that's not true. You are bothered. You let that overrule you. But you could take a breath. So change your language. Say, I prefer to be bothered right now. I know I could take a fucking breath and it would change probably, but I don't want it to change because I feel lost. Well, you're right here. You want me to tell you the address is, you're like 1744 North Wilcox Avenue. So you're not lost. You need to call someone. So we need to tell them where you're at. Oh, you don't understand. There's much we don't understand. Let's try to understand a little bit. What are you not understanding right now? Okay? So treat it that way. And also, side note, at the core, watch equations. It is better to be in the better position, mood, place, and so on. But it is false to think that any little manifestation, I'm not really talkative today, I'm not really this, I shifted, I was having more fun before, would mean that the odds and option of connecting, of something happening, of doing something, learning something, creating something, have been completely removed. That would be if we were surrounded by constant perfection. But we are not. Everybody's feeling the same. So you got to let go of, oh, man, I'm tired. No, well, you're tired tonight, so you're going to do, it's late at night and I'm tired, and open your mind. Because once we really open beyond all those presupposed restrictions, because of this, then I cannot have that, we admit the fact that we're surrounded by great diversity. You know, there's been many times when I'm all playful and so on, and I have next to me a more reserved gentleman who could never go, oh, yeah. And at the same time, the people that are present in that moment, it will resonate a little bit more to them than, oh, yeah. That's why we got to be versatile. And to be versatile and flexible, like a chameleon, communication, we need to know we have way more options and we have them right here and right now. So if the location of Las Vegas and the idea of gaming around the clock with me during my Vegas birthday bash appeals to you, contact me and we'll make that happen. And if you're in LA, come to the premiere of Light Visions, wherever you are, support it on social media. There's been a lot of beautiful effort from many people out there. Share the trailers, share the links, the pics, and so on. And thank you for listening to this. VinceKelvin.com is where you'll find all the information needed if you're truly dedicated and you are fed up with struggling. But I've come to a place in my life where I love to help, but I have to follow the wisdom of you can only help those who are ready to help themselves. So nothing is changing. Somebody asked me, is it true that you're not going to teach a year from now? I will teach to the grave and beyond. It's my vocation, my mission, my dedication. But now I need to make sure that it is directed towards those who are most receptive, willing, ready for the greater good of all. So it's not spread thin with those who won't do much with it, but it's passed on to those who will do something even more phenomenal with it. So right there, the gate is closing at the speed of light. And also probably, you know, I mentioned my birthday, when time is passing, there's a tendency to have a little less, because you have less time, you're not going to go, okay, I told you that 5 fucking years ago. I'm not going to another round of this. If you guys want it, you come to me, you know where to get it. And part of the challenge is that core equation. Okay? I don't say I have all the answers, but I got 25 years of obsession, devotion, dedication, research, and results in this field. You know you. You know what it's like. It's late at night. No, I promised myself I wouldn't watch porn anymore. Oh, you don't watch porn? Yeah. Even the best amongst us would prompt to that. It's a fast relief. And it impacts you, so resolve and really research this thing and come. I'll help you. Beyond that, not much we can do. Good luck to you. Thank you, everybody. Good night.